Coach Mateer is going to go ahead and throw on these headsets. And, Coach, first off, congratulations on the victory. Oh, hang on. I potted up the wrong microphone. Go ahead.
I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
All right. There we go. He called me sir. That's weird. Just 29, but that's okay. Coach, congratulations on the victory. And, we'll start off with the first half. You guys were trailing by 1 point at the end of the first quarter, but you were up six at the break, and Michaela Parton really was having a tough time getting the shots that she wanted down low in the first half, held to just four first-half points. But as Coach Joynes mentioned, you guys were really good on the dribble drive, and he said that gave his team a lot of fits. What were you seeing out there for that second half? What sort of got Parton and your team, sort of that chance to really get that big lead that you guys wound up having?
Sure, yeah. Obviously, her strength this year has been getting to the rim and scoring in the paint. It was clear from the first minute that they were going to pack it in and make it difficult for her to have an uncontested shot. And we knew that, and teams have been doing that lately because the stats are out and people notice. But as I said before, like, it's an opportunity for other girls to step up and play. And thankfully, we had some girls step up and play just well enough there in the first half to not be down. We challenged her. We said, listen, no excuse. I don't care if you're getting fouled. I don't care if they got three girls on you. Players make plays, so go make a play. And in the third quarter, she took it very personally, and it showed because she kind of took over in the third, as she does normally at some point.
You're a team that doesn't shoot a high volume number of threes, and tonight you still didn't, but you were getting open shots because, as you said, Jefferson's defense was packing it in down low. How big was it in that first quarter to sort of get some confidence from beyond the arc with Townsend hitting a three, Emma Harris hitting a three, and then in that third quarter as well, when you guys started to separate from the Blue Jays, you got another three from Abby Townsend, which some might argue she got fouled on
the
play.
But a little foul, but you know what? I saw the official watching the shot, and he was doing his job. Believe it or not, the girls want to fight me on this, but we shoot threes all the time in practice. But we're also we adhere very strictly to what a high percent shot is and what a good shot is and what a bad shot is. So we know we get zoned a lot, and we're going to have to shoot at some point. But we do not buy into the philosophy that you have to hit threes to beat a zone. You believe that you move the ball. You believe that you move without the ball, okay, and you space the floor the right way, and you attack, and you get to the rim, and you get free throws. And our threes that we do take, we want those to be either off transition or we want them to be when the ball has touched the paint first and made the defense sink in, and now our shooters have time to shoot in rhythm. And they're a much, much better three-point shooting team when we do those things. But we don't rely on it at all.
Yeah, that Townsend three was pretty big. Then a missed layup on the other end by Jefferson. You quickly got the ball up the floor, and I believe it was Emma Harris then that converted a layup try. And at that point, you guys were up, I put in my notes, actually. You were up 29-18, that five-point swing at around the three-minute mark of the third quarter, then put you guys up by 16. I'm guessing at that point you're probably feeling pretty comfortable for the win.
No.
No? Okay.
We don't feel comfortable for anything, I tell you that, especially with a team that is fast. I mean, they're fast. Okay. They were faster than us. And that was clear. I'm not comfortable until I got about 2 minutes left in the clock and we're up by 20. Then I can sit down and say, okay. But the thing was, as you could see, that they were playing off of that adrenaline rush of getting stops on defense, going and putting the ball in the basket, getting a stop. And that's something that we talk all the time about, is just don't think about it as I've, four quarters of this, it's stop, score, stop. If you can get a stop, go score, and get a stop, and you do a series of those, I think that puts our game into perspective. So they did a really good job in the third quarter doing that.
That Townsend three, by the way, is our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game. Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates, benefits and bonus pay included. Call Mike Welker if you're interested at 800-851-5371. That's 800-851-5371. Again, that three-pointer from Abby Townsend is our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game. As for our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game, Coach, I got to stick with Townsend. I thought the three in the first quarter, the seven first quarter points was pretty big for you guys when Parton was struggling to get her shots again because of the pack defense down low on her. And then, again, that three ball in the third quarter that helped stretch the lead out to 14, and then just really good job of taking care of the basketball as well. So
yep.
I feel like she was just, really good for you guys tonight.
I'll pass on the good word.